is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
Israel. I welcome Malcolm Hohnlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations, just returned from the Holy Land, and we are very pleased to welcome our colleague Sarit Zahavi of the Alma Center in the north of Israel, looking at the threatening news Hezbollah has represented since the beginning of the war in Gaza. Sarit guides me to understand there were 9 attacks by Hezbollah in the last 24 hours. This is the border with Lebanon, largely evacuated, we're told, and Sarit tells me about 60,000 Israelis have been evacuated from the area, but that was weeks over these last weeks. Sarit, a very good evening to you. Thank you. These 9 attacks, is there any change in the pattern of Hezbollah's rockets? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Maybe I should say there is a slight change because we got used to the fact that most of these attacks are anti-tank missiles, very accurate, very difficult to intercept. And yes, the average was of, 5 to 10 attacks a day, around 50 every week. And what we see in the past few weeks is that we have not only anti-tanks, but more grads, which are rockets to short ranges that are launched in barrages, meaning that you have 10, 20, 30, 60 rockets in each attack. And that way, not all of them are intercepted. And sometimes you have hits and casualties or damage. We had a direct hit this week in Kiryat Shmona. By these kind of rockets, for example. So there is war here, but it's just not talked too much.
Malcolm, you have a question.
Could you tell us anything about what the recent visit of Amos Hochstein, who is the special envoy from the United States, in terms of impacting the situation in Lebanon? And I know that there were leaks about some of his potential suggestions or diplomatic arrangements in terms of the negotiations between Lebanon and Israel?
Okay, first thing, it's important to clarify that these leaks came from Lebanese sources. So with all the limitations of how reliable these leaks are, what we understand is that Hochstein wanted to check what's the terms for a ceasefire and to see whether he can get a ceasefire to bring the people back home. And later on to discuss arrangement to bring, to create, I would say this way, maybe to create a situation that will get us closer to the implementation of 1701 with UNIFIL and with Lebanese army. And third, and then maybe negotiations about the land dispute. And maybe even fourth, which is another report that we heard, to have an international conference to support the Lebanese army and to support South Lebanon and to actually rebuild areas that were destroyed in South Lebanon during the war, because IDF is also attacking in Lebanon. These are the main components that were published in the media. But what was also published is that, as I've said, it came to check whether a ceasefire is an option if there isn't a ceasefire in Gaza, because Hezbollah made it very, very clear, that there wouldn't be a ceasefire up north as long as there isn't a ceasefire in Gaza. And as you know, there isn't. Hamas refused to any proposal with regard to release hostages. And we understand that Hezbollah keeps saying no. It's not the first time. Hochstein came and go in the past few months a few times, visiting Beirut and Jerusalem. And Hezbollah is not even willing to negotiate a ceasefire as long as the war in Gaza continues. And the leader, Nasrallah, made it very, very clear. And I think this is something that we all need to bear in mind when we speak of options of deterioration, because I believe Hezbollah is also taking this option in consideration, since it is clear that there is a clock ticking in Israel of the 60,000 evacuees that we need to find a way to bring them back home. So this situation cannot last forever.
Sarit.
Now, as for the, one more sentence, just as for the proposal itself, any proposal that is based on the United Nations Security Council Resolution 1701 that actually put the responsibility to create an area without Hezbollah next to the border on the Lebanese army is an empty arrangement that will not bring security to the people in the north.
Suri, 2 days ago, the defense minister of Israel, Galan, said that the continuing provocations in the north are moving this, the quote, situation near to a military escalation. What does that mean?
It means that Israel eventually will have to make decisions. Look, we were talking on two options all the time. We were talking on an option of war, meaning a full-scale war that everybody will use their full-scale capabilities. This is not the case now. And on the other hand, the situation of a diplomatic arrangement, while, as I've said, this diplomatic arrangement is not a solution. It's not going to bring true security to us. In the past few months, what we see is that the IDF is trying to find a third path, which is more attacks in Lebanon, trying to damage the capabilities of Hezbollah in the areas next to the border. I believe that what Gallant meant is that we see more of that, and maybe not only next to the border, in order to create a better security situation. This, any escalation like that can bring to escalation not only on the Israeli initiative, but also on Hezbollah's initiative. But again, Israel was put in an unbearable situation. This needs to be solved. And I think this is mainly what our defense minister meant.
We have a minute, Malcolm.
Yeah. Do you see, are there any attempts by Hezbollah to attack the rigs, Israel's drilling rigs off the coast in between Israel and Lebanon? Do you see them escalating in any way the nature of the attacks in the near future?
I can recall at least one, and maybe there were more attacks against the rigs since the war started by UAVs of Hezbollah. And they were intercepted.
Sarit, right now we just have 30 seconds. You said that they were using Grad rockets. Is that something that the IDF can manage, can take care of, so that those would be overwhelming in any instance? 30 seconds.
Yes, they are being intercepted by Iron Dome in a very impressive way. But some fall and hit in open areas, in the main road here, in buildings, etc.
Sarit Zahavi runs the foundation, the research foundation ALMA in the north of Israel. Malcolm Holline, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.